Thank you for having us here today. Really quickly, Phil Green, Head of Business Development in the Americas for New Lion. Dave Dwyer, the King of All Things Analytics for New Lion. Those of you who may or may not be familiar with us, we are a end-to-end video technology platform. We allow content, we help content owners and rights holders distribute and most importantly monetize their content across virtually any internet-connected device. How do we do that? The key driver here is our New Lion digital platform. So our partners, our customers, you know, it's a lot of work to create or, you know, license content. We let them do that. We handle all the technology from there. We'll process it in any way they need, build the apps as needed, let them manage the content through our CMS, and most importantly, monetize it through whether it's advertising, subscription, pay-per-view, or any combination. And that's where the data, and I know that's what we're here to talk about, is the data piece. So the data analytics to allow them to really monetize it, we'll deliver it for them and have a great end user experience anywhere in the world. We have a variety of partners, all of whom come to us and leverage this data. So some of the biggest brands in sports and entertainment, the NFL, the NBA, UFC, Univision, among others, as well as smaller brands, right? Dominican Republic Baseball, Street League Skateboarding, International Equestrian Federation, both sports and entertainment. And the key for all of them is they take our data, they leverage it, they get a better understanding of who's watching what content, where they're watching it, what device, and therefore how can they best monetize it. So right here, using all of our different tools, they get better engagement with the end user, long watch time, reduced churn, increase engagement. And that's important because at the end of the day, they then come to us and they ask us questions. And this is where our data set, and Dave, he'll talk about this in more detail, but they ask us a lot of great questions. They asked us a lot of great and important questions, right? You can see them here. Most effective ways, what's the best marketing channels? How do they reduce churn? How do they get people more engaged with their content? How do they get to transition people from free to paid content? And that's been the driver. All of our tools we built ourselves. We own all of our IP, and it's all driven by our customers coming to us with questions like these so that we can then drive their business over a course of time. And with that, I'm going to hand it over to Dave, and actually he'll talk about some of the details of how they drive their business.
And these are great questions that they're asking. And the hard part when you're working with data, you know, is collecting that data, because it's in a whole bunch of different locations in various different formats. So our platform is collecting all of this data, and it's watch data, customer data, support data, some of the three major data sources that we're working with, the largest being the watch data. We take all this information, the watch data, where the customers are watching from, what devices that they're watching on, what content are they watching, user data being the transactional data, their entitlement, recurring billing information, their churn information, and the support data. What is the response time to communicating with the customer when they have a support issue? All this data is brought into our analytics engine, and we have models and we have aggregation processes in place to put all this data in a format that's accessible to you. So that this way you can get insights into what's going on with your business, what they're watching, how are the programs performing, what is the churn rate, and you begin to look at some of these KPIs for measuring how all of this is doing. You can segment these users so that you can communicate to your customers, and then looking at some of the KPIs and also some of the insights, identify if there's packaging or pricing changes that you need to make to your service. And then finally, look at what kind of promotions maybe that you should be offering to your customers to retain them. So what you should be doing and what you are doing at this point in time is you're marketing to your customers, you're reaching out to them, you're collecting campaign information so you know things like impressions, you know clicks, you know installs, you know conversions. You know, conversion per acquisition, but that's not enough. So we connect that data to the users that are collected in the platform, and we look at the lifetime value of the customers so that we can answer the question, in addition to CPA, are these customers profitable? So we work with one of our partners, and they engaged a marketing agency, and their CPA was $26 per user. Okay, that's fine, but in context to what? So we look at the lifetime value of the customers that are collected and visible through ACE. They see, okay, as long as the average lifetime value of those customers are above $26, then it makes sense, keep the campaign going. In addition to profitability of the customer is also durability and quality of the customer. Are they sticking around? So we look at tenure for each of the campaigns. And you want to make sure that you're retaining these customers, and you want to look at how number of days that they remain active with your service. And you want to know what was the first thing that they watched when they came to your service through a particular campaign. Because you're going to use that later when you want to try to retain the customer. So that when they do try to churn, you could remind them, listen, we saw that you came to the service watching this particular program. We have similar programs that maybe you might be interested in as a tactic to try to keep the customers from churning. And eventually, customers do churn, but you want to drill down and get a deeper dive into why they're churning. Maybe it's packaging and pricing. Maybe there's something you could do there. Maybe they're just not interested. Maybe their billing failed, credit card failed. So maybe you need to look at, well, should you have a grace period? How long should the grace period be? How often should you retry? These are all configurable in the New Lion platform, and you can then measure that in ACE. In addition to all of the campaign management and marketing that you're doing, another strategy in your marketing toolkit is free trials. And it's very popular with a lot of the partners that New Lion works with. And you can measure the effectiveness of those free trials, and there's a lot of different metrics you can look at. Here up on the screen, I just happen to have average number of days active before they churn. Now, that's kind of just a needle. You know, if you were on a 7-day free trial and that needle is towards 7, okay, so they're staying on longer during your free trial before they churn. But you want to be able to drill down, and ACE gives you the ability to drill down so that now maybe you can look at binning the number of days the customers churn on. So in the case of a 7-day free trial, what we found with working with some of our partners is that users will churn during the free trial on the first day or the last day, and then somewhere in between, it kind of looks like a U. So in addition to that, you want to be able to segment these free trialers based on how much content that they watch. So for instance, those users that are 7 days into their free trial and churn, you want to segment who watched content and who didn't watch content. So there's a big difference between those users that stayed on the entire free trial and watched a lot of content, as opposed to those users that churned on the first day and watched very little content. Right away, that changes your strategy on how you're going to retarget these free trialers that came in. In addition to segmenting by free trialers by how much content that they watched, we look at how long was it, how many weeks have gone by without watching content that they churn. So if you look at the top chart shows the number of terminated users by the number of weeks that have gone by where they didn't watch any content. So the very top left bar, those are users that terminated the same week that they watched content. The second bar is the number of users that terminated after 1 week has gone by without watching content. And then it drops significantly on weeks 2, 3, and 4. But we can take this now and look at our active subscribers, which are on the bar graph on the bottom. And these are our active subscribers. And the bottom left bar, these are users that are active now and watching content. These are great users. This is what you want all your customers to be doing. The second bar are users that are still active but haven't watched content in a week. And the second bar, same thing. So there's a call to action here where you want to go and reach out to those customers and send them a communication about something that they might be interested in. So in addition to just sending them a reminder of what they could be watching is also letting them know that they can watch across multiple devices, because we know that multiple devices impacts lifetime value and retention. So in the chart on the left, what we found is users that watch content on only one device have a very low has a lower retention rate and a lower lifetime value as opposed to those users that are watching content on 2, 3, 4, and 5 devices. And if you look at the chart on the top right, again, also distributed by the number of devices that they're watching content on, the more devices that they're consuming content on, the more hours they're spending consuming content. And that green line going down, that represents how many customers are watching content across those devices. So it drops significantly after one device. This just represents an opportunity to go after those customers and try to entice them to watch on more than one device. Let them know that, hey, listen, you can also watch on your iPad, you can watch on Roku or Apple TV, all the different platforms that we can stream on. And we know our users and our customers are watching content on many different devices. And in fact, when we work with our partners, there are very different watch behaviors. So for instance, a lot of users are watching content on their mobile devices during the day, but at night they're watching on connected devices. And maybe at bedtime they're watching it on their iPad or their laptop at that point. So New Line's been watching the trend over the last several years, and it's been growing, and we're to the point where 2/3 of the customers are now watching content on some sort of mobile or connected device. So there's an opportunity to let your customers be aware that they can stream content on those other devices. We also have the numbers to back that up as well. Looking at all of the customers across all of our clients, we see that once the users move to do two devices, lifetime increases 271%. Retention rates increase 181%. Once they move to three devices, it pops. So you want to encourage your users to watch on more devices, grow your business, increase lifetime value, increase retention. And with that, I'll hand it over to Phil.
Thanks. So, you know, as Dave walked you through the details of how both our OTT dashboard, but also, more importantly, our business analytics tool, ACE Analytics, really drives those business decisions for our customers, right? It takes great content to drive the users, right? You need the great content, the great distribution. And these data points here is what really allows them to increase loyalty, drive more revenue, reduce churn, increase brand engagement, and really keep the end user there, which is what you want, as Dave pointed out in one of the graphs, right? You want your users consuming as much content as possible, and how can you drive that? How do you keep them around across all these devices watching your content? So using our tools, using these data sets, allows them to do that. So we've gone through that very quickly, high level. We had 15 minutes. We've got a minute or so for questions, if anybody has. We tried to leave a little bit of time at the end if anybody has any questions. And don't all jump at once.
How does what you're doing actually impact content consumption from the end user perspective?
Sure, so in a variety of ways. So one way is using this data, our customers know what content specifically people are watching and on what devices they're doing so. So then it allows them, whether it be from a marketing standpoint or just promotionally on their apps, and create more content specifically for what people are watching. So then they can drive greater consumption for the most popular content. And they can be device specific as well based on the data they're receiving. And that's just one, you know, one or two quick examples.
Oh. Well, with that,
do we have time for one more, or
a quick one?
We do. We have a lot of personalization data that we capture as well, and that also rolls into ACE. We didn't show there's one of the silos. Yes, there's watch data, there's user data, but then there's also personalization data, which we also bring in too. So we can look at the watch history, we can look at your favorites, we can look at that, those patterns, and use that along with the other data points that we have, and then you can make a business decisions from those. We can capture multiple users in the same household. So if you're on a device downstairs and your kids are up on upstairs, yeah. No. How many people are actually sitting on the couch? No. Yeah.
All right. Well, we are out of time. Thank you, gentlemen, so much.
You.
David,
thanks,
Phil,
everybody.
Let's give them a big round of applause. New Line, using consumer watch data to grow your OTT service.